الله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أوصيني. قال: لا تغضب. فردد مرارا: قال: لا تغضب. رواه البخاري. We continue this important discussion of how necessary it is to make our spiritual reformation more important, that we worried about our physical diseases, our bodily health, this health of this body, it will remain just till we live in this dunya. A person can have the most dangerous sickness, whatever he has, the biggest virus, the moment he goes into the qabr, it's all over. But the real disease is the disease of the heart, which is called spiritual diseases. These diseases, if we don't treat it in this world, then a person will not able to enter Jannah directly. He will have to go via the hospital of Jahannam, which is a very, very difficult treatment. Who wants to even go near the fire of Jahannam? So Allah Ta'ala save us and make us realize how important is it to make our spiritual disease, to treat our spiritual diseases. And for this, a person cannot do it on his own. Like even a heart specialist, he can be the biggest heart specialist in the world, but if he gets a heart attack, he can't treat himself. He needs somebody else to treat him. So accordingly, Allah Ta'ala, more important were the spiritual diseases that naturally comes in the heart of a person. Nobody likes to get angry. Nobody likes to feel jealous. Nobody likes the love of this world. But these diseases come. And when they come, we have to treat it. But many a times, we don't even realize we got this disease. Many a times, like myself, I'll say, I don't have pride. I don't have love for this dunya. But it's all in the heart. And when you go to your spiritual doctor, that is why it is so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us that يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. That all people, the first important matter you have to have is iman. That recognize Allah. And now once you recognize Allah, now inculcate what is called taqwa, this love of Allah. And where you will get this love of Allah, only if your heart is purified, then Allah's love will come in the heart. And how will you do this? كُنُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. They are the true pious servants of Allah, starting from the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Then those who sat in their company, they did their spiritual treatment, then they were given permission to treat others. In other words, others sat in their company, and this will carry on till the day of Qiyamah. So we also have to see the pious servants of Allah. And it is very easy to recognize them, that إِذَا رَأُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. When you see them, you think of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And you see the beautiful sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in their lives. So make a connection with such a person who your heart takes to, and then explain to him your spiritual condition, that I still get angry, etc. Then see how he will guide you. Like in this hadith we learn that this sahabi came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obviously who was the greatest sheikh of that time? None other than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from this also we learn that a person should not sit with a spiritual disease. He should go to the specialist and ask them for the treatment. So he went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please give me advice." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart of a sheikh also, and a person who does his spiritual treatment, he is got a sheikh above him, then Allah Ta'ala opens to that person, he can make out that what kind of diseases a person has. Like just by a person walking, you can make out how lot pride this person got, or how he by his talking you can make out what he thinks of himself. Like Hazrat Maulana Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, a great sheikh of his time, he said, if you let two alims sit in my company, even for 2 minutes, in 2 minutes I'll tell you which person has got a sheikh and is doing his spiritual treatment, and which person is not worried about his spiritual treatment. So it's very important that we worry about our spiritual treatment. Then we'll see the enjoyment of deen. Then we'll see what is the enjoyment of salah, the enjoyment of tilawat. So this person, the sahabi, came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please give me advice." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him one simple advice that was to treat his spiritual condition, but it was so valuable and it is so necessary for myself and all of us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just told him two words, "La taghdab," that don't become angry. So he thought that he needs more advice. He repeated the same request that, "Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me more advice, give me more advice." The two, three times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the same advice, that "La taghdab, la taghdab," don't become angry.